All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar with today's very special guest all the way from the UK, Lydia Chase. Welcome.
Hey, hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's so nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Exciting times for you. I know you're a very busy lady, but your debut single, Ultimate Drive, is out now, and we just listened to it, and I can't wait to talk to you about that. Where do you want to begin with that song? Where did it start?
Well, I have been a solo cover singer for 11 years now.
Oh, wow.
But as an original artist, it's only been since February this year, so it's quite a current thing for me. Bit nerve-wracking because it's my own stuff, so it's just a bit nerve-wracking really, with hoping people enjoy my messages because it's so personal. Because Ultimate Drive is basically about not giving up on your dreams and searching deep inside yourself that ultimate drive to pursue in what you believe and dream in.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about it. I love your voice. I mean, of course, your voice is what draws the person in, you know, the casual listener in. But it's so strong, it's so emotional, and you have that modern production alongside it. You know what I mean? So it appeals to a large group of people. To me, what I jotted down when I listened to it for the very first time was, this is great in a club, this is great in a dance situation, but it's also great to listen to while you're working or you're in the car. And that, to me, is the mark of a great single, a great song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, the club thing was definitely what I was approaching. And it's really good to hear that you're saying it suits to all ages and all environments, because that is a great achievement for me, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, I sure do. That is the trick, right? Because if a song or if a style of music is thought to be one thing, well, that would appeal to me there on a Friday night in a club, but the rest of the week, not so much. When you get something that's, I don't know if they call it a crossover or just would appeal to a wide range of people, then you're in business.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
It's also cool to know that you've been a cover artist. I mean, I for 11 years, that's amazing. I mean, making a living and making career as a cover artist is, I can see how it would be nerve-wracking then going into your own music, your own original music, because cover artists, you're singing stuff of the day, popular songs of the day or of the past that people can relate to, and there's already that instant familiarity to it. And of course, your voice is keeps it going, but now you're introducing something that's brand new to people, and how are they gonna react? Are they gonna like it the same way? It must be tough in the beginning.
So far, so good. I think because I have done the covers for so many years, I think it's helped me to get an idea of what most people like, and most people like a good variety.
Sure.
Like a bit of versatility. So I can't really pin down what it is exactly my genre is. It's a couple of different things. Mm-hmm. It's like electric dance music, house music, pop music, dance music, you name it. I'm just trying to keep a positive attitude, because I think a lot of the public seek to hear positive music because it makes them feel good.
Sure.
I'm very excited for it, because I've actually been doing the writing since February, like I said, but I've already accomplished 4 original tracks.
Oh, wow.
Will be appearing as the months go on.
Nice.
Started with Ultimate Drive, and I'm aiming for sort of the beginning of next year to release a new song, which has another twist to it. It's a lot more rockier.
Yeah.
Like, it has more of a rock bass to it. And I'm very excited because I've been performing them live and there's been a very good response. So fingers crossed, when it comes out as a single, it will do as well as Ultimate Drive.